From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. says it is prepared to take more action in Syria. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said on Friday that her country was fully justified in carrying out a strike against a Syrian government airfield. Haley told a session of the UN Security Council that the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime near Idlib earlier this week necessitated the missile attack.
Our military destroyed the airfield from which this week's chemical strike took place. We were fully justified in doing so.
The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including several children, were killed in that attack that drew widespread international condemnation. Meanwhile, the Assad government's main ally, Russia, has condemned the U.S. missile strike. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday the attack would inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties and was in violation of international law. Russia's deputy U.N. ambassador, Vladimir Safronkov, called the U.S. hypocritical for calling for a political solution to the Syrian war while attacking Syrian military targets. He said today's appeal to move forward the political process is hypocritical after this military attack, unfortunately. In response to the U.S. attacks, Russia said it was suspending an agreement to avoid accidental conflicts between U.S. and Russian military aircraft operating in Syrian airspace. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says it was very interesting to spend time with Chinese President Xi Jinping and his delegation. Trump said the two sides had made tremendous progress over dinner Thursday, and he predicted that even more progress will be made in their relationship.
The relationship developed by President Xi and myself, I think, is outstanding. We look forward to being together many times in the future, and I believe lots of very potentially bad problems will be going away.
Xi said that he had received a warm reception from members of the Trump administration, and the two sides came to many understandings after holding in-depth and lengthy communications. The Chinese president left for home Friday after a 24-hour summit ended at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing a contentious 14-month partisan battle to an end after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that Gorsuch is a stellar addition to the high court.
He's going to make an incredible addition to the court. He's going to make the American people proud.
The final confirmation vote came after Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold for Supreme Court nominees. Leading Senate Democrat Charles Schumer of New York says that move could make the court more partisan and ideological.
I believe it will make this body a more partisan place. It will make the cooling saucer of the Senate considerably hotter. And I believe it will make the Supreme Court a more partisan place.
The victory gives President Donald Trump's 49-year-old nominee a lifetime spot on the court and his party a much-needed political win after failing to pass legislation on health care. Four people were killed and 15 others injured Friday in Stockholm, Sweden, when a hijacked beer truck drove through a crowd and crashed into a department store. Stockholm police have arrested one suspect but would not say if they are hunting for others. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said that he visited the scene Friday night, laying flowers and lighting a candle at a makeshift memorial. He said his country is in a state of shock. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 98,000 jobs in March. That's weaker job growth than most economists expected. But Friday's report from the Labor Department said the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in a decade, 4.5%. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.